This is episode 2257 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day 7 of your Creativity Quest series, where you are daring to live full out who you are. And how has your challenge been coming along as you've experienced a different kind of creativity each day this week? For all you journalers out there, and for you getting ready to meditate, your focus is to choose an expression of creativity that we haven't explored this week. Something that you'd like to express creatively in your life. Maybe you'd like to express peace more creatively, or maybe compassion. What are ways you could deepen your experience of these important qualities in a creative way? If you're an artist, you could always write music or play music, or you could paint. But not everyone has to be an artist in order to be creative. Maybe it's the way you dress, the way you wear your clothes. I have to say that one of your fellow meditators reached out to me this week. She actually shared a story where she mentions that she listens to the podcast. And so I looked at her profile, and I was stunned by her creativity with fashion. I believe she is from India, and she fuses Eastern and Western fashion together so creatively. I can't stop watching her stories and her Instagram posts. Her name is Monalisha Mahapatra, and I want to thank you for sharing your creative genius with fashion, Monalisha. I'll link in the episode's show notes below if you'd like to take a look at her Instagram account. So as you get ready to meditate today, know as always the full half-hour guided meditations are on the Sip and Om meditation app. This is where you can find deeper, longer guided meditation experiences, and you get the journal and the slowdown guide with each week's series. You can try it for 7 days free. So now I invite you to settle yourself down and get ready to be creative with your meditation today. As you sit up straight and begin to relax the different areas of your body, notice where you feel open and creative in your body. You may feel inspiration as you uplift your eyes and they become wider, as if you're visualizing something no one can see except for you. Or maybe you feel a little leap in your heart as you think about something you are going to do, as you unleash your creativity. Notice your body's signals. Your body knows. Inhale a nice, deep, long inhale through your nose. And as you do so, feel yourself opening up to a new experience. You may place your hands in the Ushas Mudra, where you intertwine your fingers in your lap, placing your right thumb over your left thumb, as though you're holding a basket open as you await something new in your life. Allow your creativity to guide you. With each exhale, infuse your body with your vision of creativity. What part of your life would you like to express yourself more creatively? In a relationship, or with the kind of work you do? Maybe with how you take care of yourself. Reflect back over this past week. Bring to mind times when creativity flowed through you. Consider who you were with and what you were doing. What inspired you? Celebrate these moments of creativity. Now bring to mind the times this week when you felt stuck, when maybe you felt empty. And think about when those times were and what might have triggered these feelings of emptiness. Think about a situation you are maybe struggling with. Think of a way you could creatively manage this situation in your life. Living creatively with how you live through the moments of your life. The solutions are within you, your expression, your thought, your care. Tap into your creative genius. You are so worth slowing down for.